The three guiding principles. Imagine a triangle with the words cost, time and quality at each corner. The original parameters for cost, time and quality should be clearly defined at the beginning of the project. Input from your manager, the sponsor or the client may also be necessary in order to gain clear expectations. Time and cost expectations generally tend to be relatively straightforward in establishing. However, establishing the quality requirements can be a little trickier. Remember, quality is a subjective thing. I often say that quality is in the eye of the beholder. So who beholds the quality of your project? Who will be determining what a quality job is at the end of the day? It is therefore very important to secure their input at this stage. Also, we sometimes seem to think that quality means the best, which is not always what is required. There is a saying, fitness for purpose, and it is important that you clearly understand the level of quality that is expected, wanted or needed for your project to be deemed a success. It may not be possible to constantly satisfy the criteria for all three during project implementation. Therefore, the triangle can be used to support effective decision-making when compromises need to be made. If a problem occurs, which one or two of the three criteria are most important? For example, if something you expected to be finished by the end of the week is now delayed for some reason, what do you do? Do you protect your original time frame and compromise cost by putting more resources onto the task? Do you protect your original time frame and maintain the current budget by accepting a slight drop in the quality of the output? Or do you compromise the time frame because the cost and quality are more important and therefore accept the delay and readjust your schedule? This process is what is known as understanding and managing the key drivers of the project. And getting it right makes for very effective project management. Now let us consider how feasible your project actually is given the constraints associated with the time, cost and quality criteria. At times, the initial seed of thought for a project might be quite vague. It may also be an idea for which the originator feels an understandable amount of energy and bias. Both of these factors need to be considered when initiating a feasibility study. Projects have a way of consuming considerable amounts of time, money, and effort. Therefore, in order for the feasibility of the idea to be effectively assessed, certain key pieces of information need to be drawn from the original concept or idea. This may sound like common sense, and in fact it is. However, it has been known on too many occasions in some organisations that projects are instigated simply because someone thought it would be a good idea. As a bare minimum, we should be looking to establish the following information. Why? What is the purpose of implementing the idea? What problem will it solve? What business advantage will it achieve? How will it support the organisation's goals? What value add will it give rise to? Etc. etc. Vision. What does success look like? What features and characteristics would successful implementation of the idea result in? Success constraints and criteria. What specific criteria need to be in place in order to demonstrate successful implementation? Within what constraints and limitations must the project be achieved? Remember here the three guiding principles of cost, time and quality. Remember golden rule number one. Project managers don't make assumptions. Never assume that you have been given all of the necessary information to conduct the feasibility study. There may be a need to challenge the concept and probe a little in order to establish sufficient details and parameters within which to proceed.